Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, Episode 21, Hop Goes to the Rodeo. What is she going to do there?
Hop was just telling me how this was not the first time that she'd been in Calgary. Well, she's been with you before, but she's also been by herself before. And she had heard about a special event that goes on in Calgary just about every year, or possibly, well, it's usually every year. It's called the Calgary Stampede, which is a rodeo. Not sure. It's all kinds of different things that they do in rodeos, but one of the events at the rodeo is that they ride a bull, and it's a competition to see who can stay on the bull the longest. Well, up to a certain point in time, and then it's how good did they do in staying on. Because they actually only try and stay on for 8 seconds. So Hop went to watch, and she saw cowboys getting on these bulls, and some of them stayed on for a long time, but sometimes it was just one jump or two jumps that the bull made, and they were flying through the air and then scrambling to get out of the way so the bull didn't run them over. And Hop thought, well, she wasn't sure if that was just a really terrifying and scary thing to do or a whole lot of fun. So as Hop is prone to do when she is curious, she just decides to try things. So she thought she would try bull riding. Why not? So she went to the office where they were doing registrations, and she told the lady at the counter that she wanted to ride a bull. And the lady chuckled a little bit, well, and said, oh, well, there is this junior riding contest here. Why don't you sign up for that? And I thought, oh, great, yeah, I am. I guess junior would be good. So Hop decided she needed to do a little shopping, so that she looked like a cowboy when she decided, went to ride her bull. So she went to the store and bought a little cowboy hat and shirt and jeans and cowboy boots that fit her, kind of. Her feet are pretty big for boots, but she tried to find some anyways. And then she went to where they were waiting for the contest, and they just kind of, they pulled numbers out of a hat to see who went first, and Hop's number got pulled. Hop was going to go first. She wasn't sure if she should be really excited about that and happy to just, you know, because she was kind of nervous to get it done, or if she just would rather have watched a few other people first. But anyhow, she was going first. And she wasn't really sure how she was going to stay on this big, big bull, because she is pretty small. But she thought, okay, I don't know. So she just, when they called her name, she walked out into the arena. And there wasn't a bull. There was two cowboys holding a sheep. She wasn't going to ride a bull. She was going to ride a sheep. And she found out later, this is a sport called mutton busting. That's when they get kids out to ride sheep. So, well, Hop grabbed onto the sheep and held on as tight as she could, got her paws buried in the sheep's wool, and held on for her life. And the sheep ran and ran and ran and ran and bounced and hopped and bounced and hopped. Well, Hop is used to hopping and bouncing, so she actually had no problem at all staying on the sheep, and she just kind of rode around and around and around, until finally the cowboys grabbed the sheep again, and they said, okay, you're done, and they took her off. And Hop thought, well, that was pretty easy. I didn't know. I thought it would be a lot harder to stay on. So then she went by the sidelines, thought, well, I guess mutton busting is actually pretty easy. Well, she went on, and the next kid came up and grabbed on as tight as he could, and one bounce, two bounces, and he was off. Fell off. The next kid, one, two, three bounces, and they were off. The next one actually made it a little ways down the arena floor before they fell off. But one kid after another just fell right off the sheep. And Hop thought, what happened here? I didn't think it was that hard. Well, I guess some things paws give certain advantages for. And Hop managed to hold on really, really tightly. And at the end of it, Hop had hung on by the longest, held on the longest by a long shot. So when it came to who got the prize at the end, it was Hop. Hop got a trophy to take home. She got a trophy of a cowboy boot, and on the top of the cowboy boot was a sheep. Because she was a cowboy event with riding sheep. And Hop was very proud of her trophy, because she was very excited to have won her first rodeo event that she ever entered. Well, the trophy, though, was a little bit big for a small rabbit, so she had a bit of trouble getting it back to the car. So she kind of had to drag it and pull it, and yeah, it was a lot of work. But eventually she did get her trophy back to the car, which I'm not sure why she had the car all the way in Calgary, but I guess she did. And then, yeah, with that, she thought, well, I'm going to go have a nap. So she dragged her trophy up to her hotel room and put it on top of the counter and crawled into bed and looked at it and smiled, because she had just ridden a sheep. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop Podcast. Join us next time when Hop gets in a pickle. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.